We're reading Psalm 91, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers and shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Lord Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation.
God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be here in your house, in your midst. I pray once again that my words will be your words and that you will speak through me to teach us all more about prayer and being able to listen to you talk to us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so we learnt a lot last week about us talking to God, and this week we're going to learn about listening to God talk to us. And in order to know how to listen to God talk to us, we firstly need to learn and understand just how God talks to us. So I'm going to take you this morning through 9 ways, excuse me, that God has talked to me in my life so far. Because God, he talks to us through our thoughts. And it's very important then to be able to learn just how he does this and to be able to learn to recognise and identify God's voice in our thoughts. Because our thoughts, they come to us through 3 places. They come to us from ourselves, they come to us from the devil, and they come to us from God. We have thoughts just constantly running through our minds. And these can be, for example, my thoughts. Oh, I hope these people aren't bored stiff here this morning. I hope they learn more about prayer. What am I going to have for lunch? I must remember to call my mum on the way home. Now, they're just all thoughts, normal thoughts that just run through our mind constantly. But when our thoughts take a negative turn, they can be from the evil one. Excuse me. For example, last week, I'd be going along quite happily when all of a sudden the thought would pop into my mind of, your work contract's up next month. Gee, I hope they renew it. What am I going to do if they don't renew it? What will I do? How are we going to pay for Melina's wedding in December if I don't have a job? And all of a sudden, those thoughts, they turned to negativity and anxious and fear and worry. And when these thoughts come into those mind, then I know that they are not from God. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, that a tree is identified by its fruit. And if a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. If the fruit of our thoughts are fear, worry, anxiety, jealousy, resentment, anger, then those thoughts, they're not from God. They're bad fruit, and there's a very good chance that they're from the evil one. Now, we need to be set free by the truth found in God's word. That's how we get away from that. For me, when those thoughts came to my mind, those bad thoughts, the bad fruit thoughts, I was able to say this verse from Scripture and repeat it out loud. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. We can know that it is God speaking to us through our thoughts, as the fruit of God speaking is always good. It brings us peace or guidance or clarity. It can be used to convict us of our sin and to change us into the people that God wants us to be. Or it can bring good into other people's lives. Now, for example of this, a few weeks ago, a young pastor and his wife wanted to meet with Ian and I. And both Ian and I felt that God wanted us to bless them by taking them out to dinner. Now, the devil tried to put that thought into my mind of, oh, you really don't have any spare money at the moment. Remember, you've got that wedding come up. But I know that God had spoken to both Ian and I on this, and we needed to bless them. So I dismissed those thoughts that wanted to bring bad fruit, and instead concentrated on the thoughts that wanted to produce good fruit. And God's thoughts to me on this were, I'll provide everything you need for the wedding. Don't worry. This young couple need blessing. Go and do it. Now, the next day was the Sydney prayer breakfast in the city. And once it finished, I had some time to spare. And so God put the thoughts into my mind of, look, why don't you go to David Jones and look for your mother of the bride wedding dress? You see, I'd been given a $50 David Jones gift voucher from my friend for my 50th birthday. Now, I must admit that my first thoughts when I felt God telling me to do this were, yeah, God, $50 isn't going to go very far in David Jones' formal wear section. But I thought, okay, I will do it. So I went there, and there was a big sign saying 70% off summer clearance. And I thought, okay, this is promising. So off I went up to the seventh floor, and I searched through every single rack and looked at every piece of clothing. And I must admit that it was a case of everything that was on sale was either a size 2 or a size 22 or just absolutely foul. I found a couple of things that I thought might be passable, so I went and tried them on, but no, really no good. And so I was feeling a little bit dejected and thinking, oh, maybe I didn't hear from God. But I felt him say, keep looking, go back and keep looking. So as I returned the rejects to the rack, all of a sudden, this pink dress just stood out from there. That hadn't been there before. So off I went and sort of held my breath as I pulled it out to look at the size. It was my size. I then looked at the tag, the price tag, and nearly had a heart attack because it was $600. But then it had clearance, $190. And then there was another tag underneath that said $99. I went and tried it on and it fit perfectly. And the lady from David Jones said, where did you find that dress? That wasn't with all the clearance dresses that I put out this morning. If it was, I would have bought it myself. So off I went and paid for it. And the lady said, oh, just letting you know, there's another 50% off those dresses today. That'll be $49.50, thank you. So I was able to pay for it with my $50 gift voucher. How good is God? God's thoughts produce good fruit. And that's just a silly example, but that God cares about what's important to us. And for those of you that might be interested, here is my mother of the bride dress that God has given me. So I'm very thankful to him for that. God also talks to us through his word, the Bible. Now, I chose Psalm 91 for that Bible reading this morning because there's been so many times in my life that God has spoken to me through those words where I have needed to hang on to them. 16 years ago, when I was diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer, and then the following year, when we nearly had to declare bankruptcy because we'd lost everything as a result of the breast cancer. And I just had to hold on to those words, knowing that God would get us through. And there's been many more times in my life that I've needed to hold on to those words. You know, God wants to speak to you through his word, the Bible. But if we're not reading it on a regular basis, how can he? So if you don't read your Bible regularly, can I just encourage you this morning to start doing it? Because God will speak to you through his word. Pray and ask him to speak to you, and then listen to what he has to say to you, because God won't stay silent. God talks to us through journaling. Now, I must admit that as I spent time with God a few weeks ago, preparing for what I was going to say last week and this week, my very first thoughts and feelings were ones of inadequacy. You see, this church has so many great pastors and teachers and preachers and academics and lecturers. And so the devil was sort of getting into my head going, "What? You can't do this. You're not good enough to do it." And so I started to have a real little crisis going, "Oh, maybe I'll have to tell Andrew I can't do it." But as I was doing that, I felt God say to me, "I want you to go back and read your journal." So I went to my journal and I found the words that I'd written a couple of years ago when I'd first started being called by God to go and speak to his people about prayer, to teach people to talk to God and to listen to his voice. And so I'd like to share with you those words today that I had written. They said, "There is greatness in me. God needs me to shine. I choose to take the walk to the next level, the next part of my journey. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am 48 and free. I'm free from fear and judgment." And they were just the words that I needed to be reminded of from God. They were his truth that he was speaking into me. God talks to us through journaling. I decided I also needed a bit of a constant visual reminder to be reminded of that truth as I was up here looking out at all the faces here this morning. Because it's very daunting speaking to your own home church. It's different going to speak to a bunch of strangers, but speaking in your own church. So I had the bright idea. I went and had my nails done for the first time ever at a salon. So that every time the devil put the thoughts into my head, the bad fruit of, "You can't do this. You're not a pastor. You're not an academic. You're not even a man." Well, that I could look at my "Get behind me, Satan" red nails, and I could look at them and I could see that because of Jesus' blood shed for me, I'd been made perfect in his sight, and God has called me to do this, and he'd help me to be able to do it. God talks to us through prophecy. Now, I don't know where you stand on prophecy and whether you think that prophets were only in the Old Testament and that anyone today that thinks they're a prophet are absolute nutters. I can tell you two things in answer to that this morning. The first is that God says in his word, through Paul in Ephesians, from the New Testament, now these are the gifts Christ gave the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers. And secondly, I know many people who are prophets, and they've been able to speak to me directly from God. One lady, when she takes my hands and looks into my eyes, it's not her speaking, it's God speaking to me directly through her. Now, sometimes she'll tell me through, God will tell me through her just how much he loves me and how happy he is with me and my love for him. But there'll be other times that he'll admonish me for something that I'm doing wrong or something that he wants me to stop doing. I test everything that she tells me to make sure it's in line with God's character and with God's principles, the biblical principles, and that it will produce good fruit. God talks to us through dreams and visions and words of knowledge. Now, again, if you think this is the stuff only of the Old Testament, just remember that God spoke through dreams to Joseph. He was told in a dream to take Mary as his wife, and then again in another dream when it was time to flee because Herod was going to try and kill Jesus. Peter saw a vision of all kinds of unclean animals being let down in a sheet and was told to call nothing unclean. The reason we can eat bacon today. Thank you, Peter and God. Paul had a dream to go to Macedonia, and as a result of it, all of Europe was evangelized. Now, when Ian was a student pastor and Melina was only 6 months old, the church we were at, they thought it'd be a great idea to have us live in a unit that was part of an emergency accommodation place. Now, don't get me wrong, this was a great and a very much needed ministry for the area that we lived in, but it wasn't a great place to put a mother and a six-month-old baby girl on 17 acres in the middle of a bush when her husband was away a lot of the time. Now, I won't go into all the details, but I can tell you it was an extremely hard place for me to live. And after a year, I was a total mess because I was constantly living in fear because bad things kept happening whenever Ian was out. So Ian took me to see a beautiful Christian counsellor. And one of the things she did was get me to pray to God and ask him to open my eyes so I could see what was happening in the spiritual world when I was so scared and in danger, and when I was praying for God to protect me and our daughter. God opened my spiritual eyes, and he gave me a vision of there was darkness completely surrounding us all on that property. But there in the middle was a ring of angels shining brightly, standing wingtip to wingtip, protecting Melina and I so that no darkness, no badness could get through. I really needed to see that, and I'm so grateful that God spoke to me in that way that day, but it has been the one and only time he's ever spoken to me like that. God talks to us through our circumstances. Once I'd finished cancer treatment, both Ian and I felt we needed a fresh start as a family. We needed to move somewhere else where I wasn't just the pastor's wife who'd had breast cancer. We needed a fresh start. So we called the director of the Baptist Association over to let us know what churches were available that he felt would be a good fit for us and we'd be a good fit for him, for them. And he was going down the list when all of a sudden his face lit up. And he said, Lithgow Baptist. Now that'd be a great church for you. Now, I was horrified. And I said the words that in hindsight I should never have said, because I said, Lithgow, as if I'd ever moved to Lithgow. I really wanted a house, you know, a church near the beach. But anyway, he went, and about a week later, Ian and I were praying that God would give us clear leading and guidance of where he wanted us to go. We said amen, and our phone rang. And can you believe it? It was Lithgow Baptist calling us, saying, can you come and meet with us? Well, again, I was horrified and said, oh, I think we need to pray more about this. We need really clear leading and guiding from God on this. So, and it ended up happening twice more before finally I gave in and went, oh, okay, God, I'll just go and meet the people. And I'm so glad I did, because we ended up falling in love with the town, with the people of the church, and we stayed there 11 years and built our home there, and it was just beautiful. And I'm so thankful that God spoke to us through those circumstances and that I finally listened and obeyed. God talks to us through his creation. Romans 1 verse 20 says, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. Now, you know, I love listening to God through nature. I love walking along the beach and just looking at the waves and being able to have God say to me, look at the power that I have of those waves crashing and rolling in. I have an app, which is a really great app on your phone, called Bible Lens. And what it does is it takes photos that you've taken on your phone and then it matches verses of scripture to it. So here's a couple of examples of photos that I've just snapped as I've been out walking, photos of God's creation, put it on the Bible Lens app, and then it puts verses to it. So that may be something that you may find helpful for you. God talks to us through pictures. I've got a set of cards that's just pictures, no words on them at all. And as I pray and I ask God to speak to me, God will show me a certain picture of what he wants to speak to me about that day. For example, this one, abseiling. God has told me I don't need to fear or be worried or be anxious, as he's got me. I'm tethered to him and he's not going to let me fall. Now, you probably don't have a set of picture cards at home, but you may want to do something like this. So there is a great website called pexels.com. Now, it's not a Christian website, but it's just where people upload all their photos that they've taken. And you may like to pray and ask God to lead you to a photo that, and then wait and listen to how he speaks to you through it in your specific time. God talks to us through the counsel of others. We need wise, godly people in our life to mentor us, to spiritually disciple us. And if you don't have a mentor or someone that spiritually disciples you, may I encourage you to get one. But may I also challenge you today to think, who are the people that you are discipling or spiritually mentoring? Because if we want to reach that vision of seeing more people in more places making more responses to Jesus, we all need to be discipling and mentoring others. When I was struggling with the question last year of whether to finish working 4 days a week for the Baptist Association, where I'd been for the past 11 years, And to take that new job where I worked from home only 3 days a week so that I could start this Let's Talk Prayer ministry and start studying at Morlin College. I needed to meet with my mentor, and God spoke to me through her wise counsel. You see, she said every time that I was talking to her about the possibility of staying in my current job, I was sort of, you know, slumped down in my chair. But the minute I started talking about starting Let's Talk Prayer Ministry and going to college, she said I sat up in the chair and my face lit up and it showed the joy of the Lord in my face. Now, I wouldn't have been able to see that joy of the Lord except she held up that mirror to me so that I could see it. God talked to me through her. Now, I've just told you a heap of stories about how God has talked to me through listening to him in various ways. And I've told you stories because for the majority of us, it's the stories we remember. It's the stories that capture our attention. And it's the stories that are going to help us connect with people in our lives that aren't in a relationship with God. It's the stories that it's going to help us connect with the people in this community, in our workplace, in our schools, in our families that aren't in a relationship with him. You know, people are amazed when they hear stories that God actually is real, that he actually talks to us today, and that we can talk back to him, and that he listens to us and acts. They're amazed when they find out that God is our loving parent and that he really does love to hear from us. In the same way that Jesus told parables, in his parables, he told stories that people in his time and his context would understand from their everyday life, we need to share our stories from our everyday life about the impact God has had on it. Mark McCrindle research shows us that conversations with people are the biggest prompts for Australians to think about spiritual or religious things. The greatest attraction to investigating spirituality and religion is observing people who live out a genuine faith. And that is really important. It's going to be our conversations with people. One of the ways we're going to see 200 new followers of Jesus here at TCBC by the year 2025 is by you telling your own stories of you talking to God and of you listening to God speak to you and of the things that he has done in your life as a result of it. And I'll be so excited to hear in the future how God has talked to you as you've learned to listen to him, as you've both made the time and taken the time to listen to him talk to you. And like anything, the more we practice, the better we get at it. The more time I spend listening to God, the better I can hear him talking to me. So I have another handout for you this week, and that's going to be handed out for you. And it's just got some ideas of ways that you can spend time both talking to God and listening to him talk to you. And go through and find the style that works best for you. You may try a few different ones. But can I encourage you over this next week to find the way that works best for you and then take some dedicated time listening to God talk to you, keep practicing it, and then share it with each other. Share it with us. Practice talking to it with each other and then go share it with your friends and the people in your community and your family that don't know God. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for speaking to us this morning, and I pray that you will help us all to keep learning to listen to you, to take time to spend in your presence, both talking to you, our loving Father, and to hear you talk back to us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.